month left in this fiscal year, revenue collections are more than $1 billion below estimates. Governor Rendell and House Democrats have offered a budget proposal that would raise taxes to cover a spending increase of more than $1 billion over the current budget. Government cannot continue to increase spending and take more from the taxpayers to pay for it. This is State Representative Stan Saylor, Chairman of the House Republican Policy Committee. Welcome to the Pennsylvania Policy Review, a look at state government and the policies needed to face the challenges of the future. Pennsylvania families continue to cope with layoffs, pay cuts, pay freezes, and price increases on gas, groceries, and other goods and services. It's unacceptable for government to demand more from them in order to satisfy its appetite for spending. House Republicans recognize this fact and have begun to identify new revenue sources which will enable us to balance our budget without the need for additional taxes. Our plan would generate revenue several ways, including making so-called purchase cards, or P-cards, the primary method of payment for all goods and services purchased in Pennsylvania, saving between $63 million and $219 million annually. Two, correcting tax refund errors. The Department of Revenue sends out 2 million tax refunds each year with an error rate of 10 to 12%. Reducing this error rate could save the Commonwealth $50 million annually. Three, reducing the state auto fleet by one-third and requiring state employees to use rental vehicles for trips over 100 miles. This could save the Commonwealth $36 million each year. Number four, eliminating Medicaid eligibility errors, which could save $288 million to $1 billion annually. And number five, improving unclaimed property law compliance. Properly reporting property deemed forfeited could save the Commonwealth $50 to $80 million each year. Number six, adopting the National Conference of State Legislators Voluntary Streamlined Sales and Use Tax Agreement to streamline sales tax and internet sales tax collections. This could result in $21 million in revenue for the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Number seven, examining the feasibility of processing other states' supplemental security income payments. In 2003, Pennsylvania became the only state in the nation to process SSI payments in-house. Currently, nine states and the District of Columbia paid the Social Security Administration to process SSI payments for a fee of approximately $12 per transaction. Pennsylvania can process these payments for a lower fee, saving those states money and generating between $50 million and $152 million in annual revenue for the Commonwealth. House Republicans believe in the principle of fiscal responsibility, and these ideas demonstrate that we are committed to putting that principle into practice. We will continue to develop new ideas to bring state government into the 21st century and ensure that government functions effectively and efficiently without placing additional burdens on Pennsylvania taxpayers. This is Pennsylvania House Republican Policy Committee Chairman Stan Saylor. Check back next month for another edition of the Pennsylvania Policy Review.